All right, go ahead, and let's see where we go with questions. Henry.
Okay, Lonnie, it is great, the presentation that you have, but I do not agree with you. I do not agree with you in one aspect, and I believe that that is the main objective of this station. You are saying that we cannot depend on air initiatives, that we have to increase some way to get money because we cannot depend from the listeners. I am completely opposed to that vision. I believe that we have to spend our listeners to be hundreds of thousands, to be millions. Because we know that the poorest people that are working in this country are sustaining countries south of the border. And we have to reach to those people and to the working class to be our supporters. We are thinking that if we put a supermarket shop, we're going to solve all our problems. Probably yes. But our mission is not going to be based on a shop that we're going to put on the internet or in eBay. I am very concerned about that. And I want all the directors to change that state of mind. Because we're supposed to be increasing our listeners on hundreds of thousands a month. We have a window of opportunity that it is unique in the history of this world. And we are not taking advantage of that one. We have to do it. And we have 6 months to start working on it. I call all the directors to start putting the vision on that one. Yes, we need, you have dreams, and I share those dreams. And I am concerned with our staff. I am a staff representative. We need to guarantee a pension plan for them and to the hundreds of people that we want to bring to the station as staff. Pay staff, good salaries, good benefits. But the only way that we're going to guarantee this is doing the work on our communities. I implore all the directors, yes, we're going to support all the initiatives, but our main focus is that we are a community radio, analog-based. We're going to approach all the other venues, but we have to stay focused, and we don't want to change that vision of KPFT or that vision of Pacifica.
Yeah, right on. Thank you. Yeah, well, yeah.
Sonali. Henry, I totally agree with you. I'm not going to scream, though. But
what, do I get a chance to?
I think I lost hearing in my right ear. You know, I went to this conference in Santa Barbara a couple of months ago called The Revolution Will Not Be Funded, Going Beyond the Nonprofit Industrial Complex, an excellent conference put on by Insight Women of Color Against Violence, where there was a serious discussion with hundreds of mostly women of color gathered who are involved in institutions about the issue of nonprofit work, how we're bound by IRS rules, raising money, etc. And the consensus at that organization was that reliance on membership and membership dues was by far the most stable source of income. They cited, in fact, Pacifica. Ruthie Gilmore, who spoke, cited Pacifica as one good model of how institutions, nonprofit institutions, can have stable sources of funding. So I agree with Henry and I think some other folks that I think our membership dues are an excellent and the most stable source of income we can have because it gives a sense of ownership to our listeners. They own the network this way. And only a small percentage of our listeners actually subscribe. All we have to do is try to increase that percentage.
Yes. That's what I said. Okay. That's part of what I said. We got 9 out of 10 people who listen. You know, you can have a membership organization, and you can do it badly. What I'm suggesting is that when you got 9 out of 10 people not wanting to make that move to join you, to support you, that you can do better. You can do better. And I'm saying that we need to focus on doing that better. Yeah. And that's not abandoning membership. That is saying give them what they want. Which is, yes, give them what they want. Yeah, so let's to be clear what my position is. My position is I think that on the membership that we have to not take the listeners for granted.
Okay.
I think just like we can't take our employees for granted.
Okay.
And that we can do better.
Yeah.
We can do better. And that's all I'm saying. And you know, it will pay off. It will pay off.
Miguel. Okay.
Well, first of all, you did a wonderful presentation, and I'm very impressed.
But.
No, it was wonderful a presentation, and you structured that presentation very well. Even a person like me, I'm not very that gray when it comes to understanding internal number. You made that easier for me, so thank you for that.
But
no, the only thing that I have to say is that I really like the dynamic of the. I see that you have the reduced dry dependency syndrome. I like, not that I like to see that on the air every day, but I like the dynamic, and I feel so proud to support Pacifica. Even right now when I'm working, I still feel proud to support Pacifica with a little money. And I think that make a difference to me and other organizations. About 2 weeks ago, I was called in my community to help with to get a building back to the community, and the building probably cost about $40 million. And the reason they called me, they said, oh, let's call this guy, Miguel Maldonado, because he's in Pacifica. And so that made me really proud to be on Pacifica with our mistakes and our rights in terms of when we right, when we are wrong, and that made me really proud. So thank you for all of that. But to finish
Time's
with my
up.
Turn here, I really oppose the surplus situation. I would like you to think a little bit more about that, because I really worry. Like, I don't know, and I agree with you, we need money, but I just wanted to look at that issue, because I have a little concern about that issue in general hardship.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, on the reserve issue, where Station or whatever is having difficulty with it, the remedy would be to come back to the board and say, in this particular case, we look at a waiver or whatever for a given situation. But that's the way it sits now. We're sort of working toward that goal. But yeah, I hear your point. I hear and I certainly understand the need at WBAI.
All right. I just want to reiterate, folks, that we're dealing with 2-minute questions and responses. And what's your name? Amina has got the red piece of paper. And please get to the point. And then be quiet when the 2 minutes are up. Thank you very much. Sam.
Thank you. Lonnie, I think you're doing a wonderful job. I like your presentation. I think that you're being very transparent with this process, not only with the board members, but also with our listeners and donors. And I really was impressed with the fact that you put endowment on your items for the future, and I do think that an endowment is badly needed yesterday for this foundation, because we cannot continue to beg for money 3-4 times a year. Our donors are running out of money and patience, and so I think that it's wonderful that you presented that, and I'd like to know a little bit more about that endowment, what that looks like.
Well, we don't know, but we're just starting. I said the first call that we have set up is for June 17th.
Okay, well, have you entertained any questions on WBAI and swapping signals at all, and the money that can come with that? Have you heard about any issues with that and the endowment?
Yeah, I have.
Let's try to be a little professional, people.
There will be disagreements in life. I did hear about the swapping signals suggestion. I have to confess, I don't know much about it. I don't know much about that aspect of it. But I don't know. I don't really have a response, because I don't know much about it. But I do know that anyone that wants to join the effort, I do consider this one of the most important things that we can get done, or at least get started. Because if we do not, at the end of next year, certainly will be true for A. At the end of next year, A will have to put $250,000 into their physical plant. WPFW will have to find a solution to its lease problem. So it will not wait. We got a year, but that's about all. I mean, after that, we're in the soup.
William, Oh, did you want to say something, Jim? Just
Again, historical perspective. Everyone probably knows but needs to know that many of the stations actually before the crisis and the lockdown actually had an endowment, and it's all gone. So, again, we're starting from scratch again. So that's part of what we're dealing with right now.
$3 million. All right. Thank you. William.
Thank you for your report. I have three concerns. Let's talk about endowment. Any organization I've worked for that does endowments, those requests and bequests don't come through on a phone drive. They come through individual solicitations, and I'd like to see a plan come forth about how members on this board will individually solicit our high donors. We have a new special projects director. I know I don't have the full title. Phil Osageda. He's our former development director at KPFA. He's now on national staff. I'm curious to know how his skills are going to be used in that area and what other skills have been utilized in that area since the departure of Pilar from the national staff. Capital campaign sounds like a great idea, especially when we're looking at the fact that the physical plant at KPFT isn't as accessible as we'd like it to be. And there's one thing that our facilities, for the most part, are accessible, but the equipment of our facilities aren't accessible, and that's something that's been brought up by a number of folks who've been involved with Pacifica. Jane Jackson, I know, is our local cheerleader on ADA issues. I think a capital campaign needs to be looked at, and we need to look at our priorities. In addition to ADA access, I think we also need to look at completely digitizing our facilities, both internally and looking at our transmitter facilities and digitizing those so that we're ready for FM digital rollout. Lastly, looking at this event here, our board meeting, another organization I work with, ACLU, does what's called their annual membership conference, which is tied in to their biennial conference where they deal with their bylaws and the concerns that we deal with at this meeting. We need to look at an annual meeting that really is not so focused on what we're talking about up here, but what's more geared toward listeners and looking at how we can register our listeners for it, looking at how it can be low cost and at a university campus that people can afford to come, and taking one of our meetings out of this hotel context and putting it into a community context so people can really interact with not just the board members, but our talent and our leadership of this organization.
Okay. Thank you, William. Vicki.
Couple of things. I agree with Lonnie that we need to be paying attention to staff salaries and benefits. It's all about walking our talk. It's all about having a commitment to people who are doing work on a regular basis to move the mission of the organization forward. I have some concerns about the call to reduce drive dependency, to diversify fundraising. One of the things I didn't hear was any projection of the costs associated with these diverse fundraising efforts. For my station, on-air fundraising is still the least expensive way to accumulate dollars. The least amount of money spent for the biggest bang for the buck, literally. And other forms of fundraising, whether it's direct mail, outreach solicitation, internet, all have costs associated with them, and I'd like to see us instituting some real analysis ongoing so we can monitor that very closely and not come up at the end of two more years and find that we have raised a lot of money, but we've spent a lot of money to do it. It's something we need to be cognizant of. And the other thing is I take issue with the characterization of on-air fundraising as begging.
Thank you.
I have a real problem with that. We are asking our listeners to whom we are providing service in our communities to support that service, and I don't ever consider that begging, and I do that. I have the same conversation at my station with anybody who characterizes it that way. It's not begging. We're asking people to pay for something that they value. That's not begging. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki.
Oh, Mark. One more. We have a pension plan at my station. We have good benefits packages. It's about having the will to do that and finding the money in your budget to do it, but it's about making that commitment, and that was made by our board to make sure that our staff is taken care of.
Thank you, Vicki. Mark.
Well, I'm just going to reiterate quickly. Again, thank you, Lonnie, and I enjoy working with you. I enjoy our conversations, even when we don't agree. I will say one thing. I think passion is very important, and we obviously have that, and we want to have that connection. But, you know, passion costs, as a young lady I knew once told me. I mean, I think that one of the things that we have to remember is that all of the things that we want to do, all the people that we want to reach, does require some, you know, some dollars to fuel that. So I think the audience development is critical, because we have had this stagnant fulfillment rate. We're 9 out of 10 on. I mean, if you were looking at it and you presented the problem before me, that would be one of the first places I would look. How are we reaching out? What can we do differently? What in-house promotions are we doing? What sort of premiums are we offering? How can we increase the fulfillment rate? Because that audience is already sitting there. We've done that work. We just have to get them to contribute. So I think that if we focus a little bit of our creative energy on trying to increase that number, that will help, and that's a painless way to do it. But then we can also look, I think, some of the other things we talked about in ways of smoothing out our revenue stream, with at the same time keeping the listeners always, you know, at the forefront. That's my allegiance, if I must have one. I'm a listener supporter of Pacifica, and I want that to continue. But I also recognize that I'm not threatened if we also find, like you say, grants or some other things so that we can accomplish some of these goals. You know, I just don't want to come a year from now with the same bottom lines and the same goals, and we'll have the same passion and understanding.
Time's up.
But we haven't done it yet.
Okay, thank you.
Well stated.
Alice?
I believe several were in front of me.
No.
No? All right, thank you. I heartily concur with what Henry said. I believe what we should do is reach out, really reach out, and not just boards doing it, but staff. Maybe we can create a real program that in this election year we can get into every Native American reservation, connect with every American Native radio station, branch out to all the affiliates we can in the short term before November. Why can't we do this? That's the mission, as I see it, of Pacifica, is to spread the good words of intelligent ways to deal with life and culture. So I say outreach, and beyond that, it is the quality of the programming. That's why I came to Pacifica. It began teaching me. Thank you.
Gerald.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know. I don't have problems there. I ain't too proud to beg. Whatever it takes to make it work, it's going to work for me. But I do want to issue out a warning. And this is not a personal attack against Lonnie. I want to make that real clear. He just mentioned it in the last little part of the presentation. There's a difference between an endowment and a loan. Oh, yes. Now, stop and think about this. Just logic. Are we going to go around and collect millions from the rich people whose system we critique and devastate on the air? Think about it. Or, that's the rotten rope. Or are we going to go for the strong nylon rope that brings us closer to the oppressed people and the working class, the people whose life's interest is in harmony with our mission? Think about it. So when we talk about expanding our base, who are you talking about? No, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if you can go out there and trick some rich folks into giving us $1 billion, fine. I'm not going to say, give it back. You know, of course. But, you know, you better be careful about borrowing sums of money.
Yes.
That if there was any latch-up, they got a checkmate. Checkmate. You're through. You're finished. And whose interest would that be? The same people who was taking... shut us down right now. That's reckless. That's kingfish economics. You want to see the financials? Yeah, I want to see them. No, we don't need to take that kind of risk. No, I'm sorry. I, long as I'm here, I'm going to vote against borrowing that kind of risk. Now, somebody going to give us something? Let's see it. Show me the money.
Otherwise, we're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to have to work for it.
Right.
And stop calling the Iraqis terrorists.
I can't resist. Hey, Gerald, you need not worry. There ain't nobody gonna loan Pacifica a whole lot of money. I think you can rest easy, bro.
All right, folks, we have about 8 minutes till the end of this period of our agenda. So we have Carol, Wendy, Ray, Sarv, Dave, and Julie, and like to leave it at that. So please, 2 minutes, Carol.
All right. One thing about investing in our employees is benefits, and I believe I would like to look at an analysis of how many employees we have who are working part-time or temporary and do not qualify for benefits, so that we can develop a policy on that from the board angle. I think we have to walk our talk on providing health care for as many of our people as possible. That's something I'd like to look at. Another thing, the numbers don't add up to me on the debt reduction, so I'll be asking more questions in the Finance Committee to understand. By my calculations, we've got $900,000 in outstanding legal debts and accounts payable, $300,000 of which we may write off, leaves $600,000. Doesn't add up here, so I want to get there so that I finally and completely understand what the plan is. Pension plans. I see in the budget reports and the financial reports every year, as far back as I can look, that we're contributing to pension plans or 403B plans. You said we don't have pensions. People who've been working here for 20 years don't have pensions. What happened to the pension money? I've never seen an accounting of where that money is and who's taking care of it and how it's being drawn upon. And I'd like to recommend that we get an audit or just get some report on it. I believe listener sponsorship is the founding principle of this network, and that we should always hold to that principle as our deepest value. So I'm with everybody else who said that. And note that the support for the archives this year has gone down from $150,000 to $70,000, and I believe we need to up it up to their policy mandated 3% of listener support.
Thanks, Carol.
Let's do pension plans. We have a pension that's 1%, and I don't think that's really adequate. We do pay into it, but it's a really small amount. You see it in the budget. You see the actuals there.
Yeah, I just need to.
Yeah, it's just not adequate for people, you know. We do want to look at it, I don't mean that to say that one of the things I've run into since being in Pacifica is again and again people saying, you know, what am I going to do? And I've been here 20 years, 15 years, so we can't do everything, but it's never on the table as an issue. You know, it's never on the table. So maybe it's time just to look at it. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. Ray? I'm sorry, Ray. It was Wendy. Okay. Could you respond to the archives issue, Lonnie?
You mean on the...
The smaller budget for the archives.
Smaller budget for the archives. Well... People always ask me, what's going on with the archives? When are you giving them their money? The answer is that, where's Brian? Are you Brian, you here? Right here. Want to join me in the...
Giving his own report. Let's hear from you.
Well, I think that what we're working with Brian and the people in the archives is to transform the archives into looking at a marketing plan that's aimed at those same affiliates we discussed, because we think the archives has a tangible product. They have... good numbers in terms of what they've been able to do in terms of sales. This period, which I'm sort of looking at as a transition period, they've got a grant now that they didn't have before, $40,000, $50,000 they didn't have before. They got a marketing plan now that is going to take them in the direction of being able to market effectively with the affiliates. They've got new staff that's going to be helping them move toward an overall plan for the archives. The archives have a wonderful treasure, but that treasure is diminishing every day, and it's $12 million. That is a huge, huge issue. But I do think that when you hear Brian's report, you get a sense of what the movement is going to be as we try to move the archives toward what I call more self-sufficiency, and they're moving that way. Now, what are we doing in the meantime to help them? We're doing everything and anything in terms of helping the archives and making sure that they stay on a path that's going to work for them and us, too.
Okay, thank you. Time's up. Wendy?
My question was already answered.
All right, great. Ray?
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to echo what Carol said about treating our staff not a human way, you know, in a decent, in a progressive way. I can tell you, I've organized places as an organizer, labor organizer, where I've used Pacifica, WBI Airways to criticize bosses that are acting just the way we're acting with our workers. And I think that the question is taken seriously, is that we have to make it a priority. If somebody was on poison, you would not lower their dose, you would stop giving it to them. And if we consider that the absolute priority, we would make it a front that to me is inconceivable, that a worker would be making close to minimum salary, they would have no health care. That's inconceivable. Right. It's not acceptable, is the way I see it.
Sorry.
I have a question about, I understand that BAI fundraising has not been doing as well as expected. Could you tell us, I don't know if you've done it, if you did, I've missed it, a little bit more about what's happening across the stations? What similarities do you see? I mean, what factors do you think are affecting them, the network as a whole, besides whatever, you know, local issues there are?
Oh, boy. I won't attempt to do a station by station, but I will say that in going and talking to GMs and talking to people at the stations, there are a couple of factors that are out there. One of them is the impact of Air America. Air America does seem to be having an impact. Not in all markets, but...
In all markets, yeah.
Yeah, but in New York, yeah. In New York, yes. Air America seems to be having an impact. Other stations have different issues, you know. But Air America is a factor in the New York market, no question about it. So what we do about that is another issue.
Yeah, but not the CFO's issue necessarily. So let's serve.
Thank you very much. Lonnie, thanks. And Dan, thank you very much for your presentation. They were good ones. And I think I echo some of the ideals that have been put forth here by all my friends here on the board regarding the staff and the labor. And I personally would like to see the staff at Pacifica Network to be held as a model for this nation. Model in a way that is treated, the way it's held in high esteem, the way it's taken care of in all its dealings. All through this presentation here, our executive director and you and others have not mentioned the staff relations, Pacifica staff relations with the board here, Pacifica board or local station board. As you know, we have a very complex kind of a governing structure. Leaving that aside for a minute, I didn't ask the questions. I should have done that at the right time, but I missed it. You have pointed out in some very concrete terms the costs that are associated and they're going out of sight as far as our budget goes. And it's not a very big budget, but still. You said that there are legal costs that are pretty high. You said consultant costs are very high. These consultant costs are equivalent to all the programming costs of the network. I saw your chart, and it showed that if I were to look at the consultant costs and the programming costs, they were pretty much equivalent. Our product from Pacifica is the programming. That's what we sell to the world out there. So I was sooner or later, I'm going to find out where is this money going to the consultants and so on?
All right, thank you, Sharp. And thank we you. Can't answer it now, and I just okay, I fine. Just want to go on here. Dave and Julie, and then we're done, and please be brief.
Yeah, I just want to say that in terms of, somebody mentioned the amount of money you spend to get money, and one of the things that I didn't see mentioned there was research into why people don't not just get new ones who haven't been donating, but the ones who don't re-up. Our re-up rate is something like 50% and has been for a long time. At Vicky's station, WMNF, it's 60%, and I want Vicky to read what they can do based on a 60% re-up rate. That means that people who were subscribers subscribe again. 50% roll turnover every fund drive.
We've been working hard at that. Our board has made a commitment to the paid staff at our station. We have a living wage that's set at 130% of the federal poverty level for a family of four. It's adjusted annually. That works out right now to $11.50 an hour, which in Florida is good money. I know it isn't everywhere. We pay 100% of health insurance for all full-time employees and 50% of their dependent coverage. Part-time employees over 20 hours, we pay their health coverage 100%. 100% for dental coverage for both full-time and part-time employees over 20 hours. We have an SEP IRA for every full-time employee into which 5% of their salary is contributed. An amount equal to 5% of their salary is contributed every year, and every employee has access to a 403B, which is the equivalent of a 401K for nonprofits, into which they can make their own pre-tax employee contributions in accordance with the IRS laws.
So just finish, let's spend a little money researching how to get people to continue to commit.
Okay, thanks, Julie.
I just have a quick question in terms of the, I guess, the 9 out of 10. Does that reflect only members that have subscribed, like, over the $25 limit, or does that also include, you know, sort of donations that come in under that 25? Because I know that there's different categorizations of membership in our bylaws, and so I was just wondering if that 9 out of 10 include, you know, what it sort of includes in terms of members.
Yeah, it's, I think the exact membership of all Pacifica stations is like 94,372, if I remember correctly, from a mailing we just did. But that does include anybody who does donate $25 or more at each of the stations. And then you saw our latest audience figures are about, what, it was 1.05 million? So it's roughly, it's less than 1 in 10, in fact, according if you use the Arbitron numbers as your...
Yeah. And that's the rule of thumb in public broadcasting, that 10% subscribe. All right, it's 3:25. We'll take a 10-minute break. We'll come back at 3:35, and we'll continue with reports from the station managers and the archives director.